أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أما بعد، you know, a lot of times you see that you haven't eaten for a long time and you don't feel hungry until you smell the food. When you smell the food, then you feel hungry, and you feel hungry, you want to eat. When that wanting becomes more, then you actually go and start preparing something. And then after you've prepared something, then you will eat. So if you never smell the food, you wouldn't be eating. What that means is that any action that needs to be happen, any action that needs to occur, first there needs to be the awareness of that subject. A person needs to build his awareness. If he's not aware of something, he won't be inclined to do it. First, he needs to be aware of that thing. Then, after he's aware of that thing, then he needs to want that thing. And when he wants that thing, then he intends to get it. And when his intention becomes strong enough, then he will actually do it. So, if you want to take action, the first step is awareness. If you are not aware, if you don't have the yearning, if you don't have the wanting to do something, then you won't do it. Here at the Shia Manifesto, we want to look at those issues that are important for us as a community. Some issues that the awareness is such that we can put it into action, and some issues are such there needs to be more awareness that needs to be built up. From last year, we had identified certain issues in the discussion that we had, and there were three things that we were going to act on. There are some discussions that were regarding building awareness. And one of those issues was indigenous affairs, issues that are related to people who are indigenous. And because of that, the whole idea of having a different workshop for indigenous affairs and to see the issues that are related to them particularly and to answer those issues and to see how we can fill those issues came about. There's some of you who attended that workshop. The second thing that we had identified is the lack of ulama. And the lack of ulama was one of the most essential issues, and with experience, and you can ask any ulama and anyone this, that all the other issues, and I said this, sometimes, you know, we want to make a list of things and we do it. Whenever we want to do something, we see that we have a habit of making a list. And we put that list together and say, you know what, I want to achieve all of these things. You know, for example, you know, you want to rectify your nafs. And so you write down all the things that you do, you know, ghibat, lying, cheating, whatever. You do all these things. You put all those things down and say, Ya Allah, help me to achieve all these things. And at the end, you never achieve them because the list is too big. So that is the incorrect way of approaching things. The right way of approaching things is to identify that one problem that can solve many problems. That one essential issue that can solve many other issues. And Allah, that's how Allah has given us, have trained us to do that in the Quran, if we follow the Quran. You know, like for example, He has identified those, the essential issues that are the crux of the problem. If you solve them, then everything is good. For example, in your actions, in your deeds, for example, you say that, how do I rectify myself and rid myself of bad habits and evils and sins and whatever I do? Instead of trying to put yourself through pressure and hardship of trying to eradicate those sins, which never works, And in your experience, you can say it never works. It's like trying to quit smoking instead of quitting it. You know, if you try, it never works. So how do you get rid of that? What is that one thing that can solve that problem? And here you see that that problem, Allah solved it with one thing, and He says, As-salat tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Prayer. That's how you rid yourself of bad habits. That's how you get rid of that. One thing He showed us. That one thing, and that's what we're here to identify. What is that one thing that we can do that is going to solve many problems? Last year we discussed this, we said the lack of ulama, and hence the issue of the hawza came up. And we established the hawza, and now it's been 1 year in the running, and now it's going to run into the second year with 12 students. And now the teachers are working, the students are learning, and it's in the process of growing. And we can grow it, we want to grow it more, but because of the lack of resources, we can't have it. I have so many, I have like 4 applications from sisters who want to study in the hawza. We have no room for sisters to stay there. Right? So obviously we need place to grow. We need the resources to grow. So we established it. Now, the issue is that we need to make it grow. And that, again, that's where the hawza is going to need the support of the people. There, those people who heard about it last year, and they started this bill pay on their banking, online banking. And we started to get these checks in the mail from people every month, $25, $50 each. They started coming in. They heard about it, they just started doing it. My encouragement to you is that obviously if we all put in that effort of making that online banking bill pay just for that amount, 25, 30, 50, whatever you can do, then because right now the expenses to run the hawza for the next year with 12 students, because they live there, eat there, and we pay for all their expenses, their housing and their expenses, you know, that they need outside of eating, and the teacher and all the expenses we have over there, it all comes to $80,000 to run the hawza for 1 year, right? And so now, that's your job now. We left a donation form over there in your seat that you can look at, and you can see that if you want to give any amount of money monthly and this and that, you can do it, right? You don't even need to give that to me. Just go online and do it like those people have done, right, that I don't even know them. Right, they just heard about it and they wanted to do it, and they're doing it. But now you know that this is running, you see the students, you see those students are growing and the teachers are working. Now that needs to come from you. So that's one thing we established from last year. The third thing that we established from last year that we discussed was the Islamic syllabus. We had said that we are working on the Islamic syllabus. That is going to be an Islamic course, a syllabus for schools for the whole 12 years, from 1st to 12th grade. Right? Well, 9 grades have been completed as far as the matter is concerned, and 2 grades have been completed as a complete book. So the 1st and 2nd grade are ready to go, meaning it's a complete book with everything in it. And hopefully till next year, I have asked the people who are in charge of it. In fact, the Muslim Congress has people hired to do that on salary. Right? They have people who are working for us on salary to build that syllabus. It's not a volunteer job. Right? It's being done, they are being paid for it, and they're working on the clock in order to build the syllabus. This is very important, and we have identified that as an important issue. So you see that now with that in progress, they say that by next year we'll have 6 grades completed, meaning 6 grades with a complete book of a school syllabus for Islamic studies that you can use at home if you're homeschooling. You can use at home if you just want to teach your children at home. And out of that, we are taking out the Sunday school that is also required. We're taking the lessons out of that syllabus, which is for school, to work towards a Sunday school. Okay. I have a note over here. I asked for the house of donation. They say the website information is not on the card. Thank you for that. The website is imamaliseminary.org. So the name is there. Just put ORG at the end. Imamaliseminary.org. You can go to the website. All right. Thank you for that correction. Now, this syllabus, right? Inshallah, till next year, 6 grades of it is going to be completed. It's a slow work because there's a lot of work involved in it. In order to make a syllabus that is actually a syllabus and not something shabby that's put together for kids. Right? So that's the job that's going on right now. That's number 3. Number 4, we identify that we wanted to have a think tank. Having a think tank for Shias. A Shia think tank. And that's one issue we identified that we were not able to do this year. We were not able to go forward this year on that. So not, inshallah, today we want to accomplish that also. Build the think tank. So what we are going to do right for today, there are certain things that we have, again, identified that we can work on. One is going to be the think tank that's going to come at the end, right? The other things that we are going to talk about today, and inshallah each of the sheikh is going to lead the discussion on one of those subjects. The first discussion that we are going to have is a discussion about media and communication. This discussion obviously has many fronts to it, many faces to it. What this discussion is about is from the fact that we recognize the fact that we don't have a media. We don't have a media. Our most of the communication we have is through internet. Most of the dissemination of knowledge we have, we think only through internet, and that's where it is. We have websites, we have web pages, and that's how we do it. Other than that, neither do we have a written media, like magazines or papers, or neither do we have a media that's through television. So the idea that is floating around and we want to discuss about is really, one, building a TV station. There are people who run TV stations in America who are alone and they're doing it. And they just go around gathering funds to do it. And I think that we as a national organization can easily go forward and start something like that. And hence, in order to do that, the groundwork must be done, the awareness must be raised amongst people. And inshallah, that discussion, you know, including the fact that, you know, how do we create reliability and trust in our media? For example, we have websites. We have websites, but the information we get from it, how reliable are those websites that we can trust them? If there's any important message that we want to pass on to people, how are we going to pass that message on to people? Through Facebook? If you have the experience of Facebook, you'll see, I mean, you know, so many things are written there. How much can you trust it? Usually, on, like if you watch TV or if you watch, if you listen to the radio, you always hear this noise that goes, you know, na na na, and then a message comes after that says, "This is the emergency broadcasting system." If you ever hear this tone, then know that whatever is coming after it is something important for you. Really, how will we, what way do we have to give message to the people that the people can say, this is an important message that's coming? What is our emergency broadcasting system? Right? We need to build something like that, and that, inshallah, discussion will be led by Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali. Then after that, we have the discussion that's regarding social network. By social network, what I mean is not making friends and all that. What it means is basically it's more of an emergency assistance fund. And what that's going to do, as a responsibility we have towards one another, and a responsibility that Allah has given on us as a family, is the fact that those who are the poorest amongst us must not go through dire straits and fall into a really bad situation where those who are well off are there. I mean, we give sadaqah, for example. Every month we give sadaqah, everyone gives sadaqah in their home. Where does that sadaqah go? We usually give it to the masjid. It's not that much, $15-$20, we go and put it in the box of the masjid. It is incorrect. You can't use that for the masjid. Sadaqah is meant for poor people. It's meant for miskeen, masakeen, and faqir. So, most of us, we live in places where we don't know anyone who's poor. Especially a Shia. So what ends up happening, we use it for wrong purposes. And there are poor people here who are not able to pay rent. There are poor people here who have been like widowed and are living with kids. And they're in need of help. And the fact is that we can channel the funds that we collect for sadaqah at home through a process where these people who are in need can reach us and get assisted. And so we need to build a network like that, and that is a social responsibility that we have. And that discussion will be led by Sheikh Hussain Makki, and he will be in charge of that project. And thereafter that, we have a discussion that is going to happen, and that discussion is regarding a problem that most of us face, and that is that whenever we go to the masjid, and many of us and many people who are around, you see that the masjids and the centers that have been built in a time when Islam was not an influence and people made it for a social place, and the leadership in those centers have kept it as a social club instead of a masjid that's moving forward. So, many of us who realized and we realized about Islam, ulama came by and we learned something and we said, hey, listen, we need to be doing this. And Allah gave us that vision. We want to move forward. But we see that there were obstacles in the masjid, and a lot of times we were putting our efforts in trying to rectify what's going on in the masjids and the centers. So now, the issue is, when do we call it quits, stop working there and start moving forward? Do we stick with what's going on and try to rectify that, or do we move forward and say that, you know what, let's just go and do something more positive and get out of this place? When is the hujjat done? That discussion, inshallah, which we face, and to get shed light on that, we have Sheikh Hamza, who's going to take part on that. And inshallah, I'll come back at the end to speak more about the think tank and what we can do about it. We are now, obviously, that this is a discussion, so I gave the opening so that we all understand what we are discussing. And inshallah, when we I ask the Sheikh to come, he will lead the discussion on that part. So inshallah, I want to now invite Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali to come forward. Salawats.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, I see my role here as a facilitator for ideas, discussions, strategies, plans. The topic is media and communication. We have a lot of people here who have a lot of good ideas, and we have a short amount of time. So what I'd like to do is to divide the discussion into four parts. Part number one is I'm going to ask the question of what sort of media and communication do we currently have for the community, for the North American community? What do we have and how important is it and how does it need to be improved? Basically, what do we have and what's wrong with it? Okay, so that's the first part. Because once we understand where we are at right now, then we can talk about where we need to go. So what do we have and what's wrong with it? That would be the first question. The second question then will be, well, what needs to be developed and why? Okay. And then the third one will be, okay, among those things that we talked about, that we brainstormed, which one of these actually is more important than the other ones? And which one of these are more feasible than the others? And then the last one will be, well, who's going to do what? So do you see it's a logical flow? My background was in computer science, so you kind of see this coming through here. There's a logical flow by which we want to, inshallah, arrive at a conclusion. So the first question is, what sort of communication and media do we currently have and what's wrong with it? This is the question. Now what we're going to try to do here is try to get ideas from brothers and sisters, but I would like to ask you to curb that desire for speaking out too much and basically just stick to the question and the answer. Basically within 20 seconds encapsulate your answer and name that media or communication thing that's out there and what's wrong with it. So think about the question, and then what I want to see then is hands of people who are inshallah going to speak for a maximum of 20 seconds each, and then we're going to jot that down. And you'll see that when somebody mentions something, then that will trigger something else in your mind as well too. I don't want you to just mention TV, radio, web, email. We all know that. But get a little bit more specific as well too. So ready, set, go. Bismillah. Raise your hand. Yes, brother.
Wait for the mic.
If we do the mic, then...
The mics are there.
That's going to be 20 seconds right there.
Mic.
Okay, mic people.
Speaking with someone else.
TV and stuff, but I think the biggest problem is we don't have the oversight of the ulama running those modes of communication. It's somebody with just one or two books.
Communication without ulama.
Yeah.
Okay.
People with barely any knowledge are running and giving wrong ideas.
Wait. Communication without ulama and unqualified people giving wrong ideas on those communication. Okay, good. You can be more specific as well too. Yes.
So we have the communication, we don't have the right time. For example, most of the guys who are working are on the road most of the time, going back and forth between work and home. We can use maybe radio as a communication so that they can get that information in the car. So media and the available resources and time, especially in America.
So we have media, but the timing needs to be worked on. And it needs to accommodate our schedules. Sister.
We have a different news channels like CNN, BBC. They don't show the right news, like the news about the justice and everything. What the people are missing is that they are missing the right information, because recently this thing has happened in my college with me, that one of the men was saying that the media shows all lies about everything. And the other person, the lady, she was very upset. No, the American media is right. So this is the confusion about the people.
We don't have news, we have manufactured fabrication, lies. We need real information. There was another sister in the blue.
1 minute. Okay, so for what kind of communication media we already have, I know we have some things like the Islamic Insights Online newsletter, the press TV, but that's not really American, a few other things like that. But for what I think is wrong is that there's not enough marketing and funds available for them to do their job on a wide basis. And there's limited distribution, so they don't access the entire Shia audience in like the Western world. I guess that's the target audience. And another thing is sometimes a lot of things are, the media that we do have is intended for like older audiences, or it doesn't use like modern, young kind of methods to start to get to the heart of the people who it intends to get to.
Okay. So lack of creativity towards target audiences, lack of publicity, and what was the first point again? The
marketing.
There's another point that Sister made as well too. Funds.
Yes.
Funds. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum. I know there's, you know, a lot of Islamic films out there, and one thing I would suggest that, like, the story of Karbala needs to be done, like, the movie, you know, with Anthony Quinn on that level, you know.
I know, yeah.
The Messenger.
Yeah.
We need a story of Karbala that's on that level of quality, and once the people see the message of Karbala, I think they'll be, their hearts will be more open towards the struggles of the Shias around the world, so.
Karbala, the movie. Excellent. Brother in the back. Brother.
Assalamu alaikum. So, as sister mentioned about Islamic Insight and Press TV, so what comes in mind is like, yeah, though they are all available, but what relates is like the mixed blend of the information which should cover all the aspects of everything. Like, for instance, Press TV mostly concentrated on political side, Islamic Insight, though they try to be, you know, go across the topics, but still it's not complete mixed blend of all the topics which should be covered under the light of Islamic teaching.
Okay, so Islam in its full 360 degrees is not being encapsulated and not being captured and presented in any one of these outlets that we have, right? And that might have triggered something for people when it comes to, let's say, media, about politics and satellite TV stations. I don't know, anybody want to talk about that? Anyways. Yeah.
I think there are some very great websites like Shia TV that have started an initiative. I think what's lacking there is some technical and quality kind of thing. So sometimes the quality is really bad, and sometimes it's hard to discover, search, browse these things. I think there's some technical elements to it which can be improved.
Okay. So Brother mentioned Shia TV and other websites like that. Okay, good.
User-friendly.
Yes. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. I was in London in 2009, and I had been watching Elizabeth in TV. I think that is what we need here. They cover a lot of topics, you know, I mean, from majalis to discussions and questions and answers. And I was surprised during 1 month, there were several Muslims who were converting into the, I would say, Shia faith.
Okay.
And their questions were so amazing. You know, they were so naive when they said, well, you are really doing this and this. So I think that is a very good TV station. If we can, I had also talked to a lot of associations here.
Okay.
But I think the support was not given to Dr. Gandhi, the one who is doing in London.
Okay.
That's a very good station.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, you don't have to, I just reinvent the
mind. Okay, thank you.
All you have to do is just support a little bit.
Awesome. Okay. Right? Okay. So I just want to pause there. The brother mentioned one example of media that we do have, and it was Ahlul Bayt TV. And the topic was what we have and how it needs to be improved. So because this is one of those stations that people are watching that's out there, it's quite popular, without, you know, meaning to criticize any individuals, that's not the purpose of this particular forum here, are there any things that need to be improved on a station like that? Because if the desire and the motivation, the drive is really to, like, put to, you know, to go into that area, then we need to identify what's wrong with what's out there, right? So with all respect, is it really the TV station for the, is this type of thing really what represents the Ahlul Bayt? I mean, is that really what we're looking for? Is there room for improvement? And remember that that's something that's based elsewhere, right? We're talking about for the North American community as well, too. But is that the right model? I mean, this is a very important critical question that we need to ask.
Right here.
Ahlul Bayt. Please answer that question.
Yeah, that's the question.
That's the question.
Your second bullet point. Oh, where are you?
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Communication without ulama.
Okay. 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 That's one. All right. There's sister there.
One kind of communication would be like some schools, especially for us ladies, like the Shia ladies. We do have like, we communicate with each other, but we don't have like one lady that takes over that we can actually like depend on. And another type, like you said, the communication, like about like for example, this conference,
public can actually see. Like, we didn't know about this until like a day before or 2 days before, you know.
Okay.
So, like, if there was like a billboard, like there was one time like 2800 Islam, something like that.
So the first point was about
schools, like ladies, like for schools, like tells us all about like the Shia and like the rules and stuff.
Online education for ladies.
Correct.
Okay, so we need that type of media. And then the second one is about publicity of events like this.
Yes.
And the third one was about a hotline for people who have questions about Islam.
There are so many people that are able to attend and like donate money and make the hotline, but they don't know about this. They don't know like we have something like that.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, so now what I'd like to do, how many people were raising their hands right now? Keep your hands up. So one and two. Okay, so inshallah, we're going to hear from these two individuals, these three individuals, and then we're going to move to the second question, which is, okay, now we have some ideas about what's out there. What are the things that we need to develop then? Because some of people have actually started answering that question as well too, but now I want you to start thinking about that based on what we talked about. Okay, so one, two, three, bismillah. There's, no?
Develop what we already have. All right. Our team contacted Al Islam multiple times to alislam.org to help them, not to ask for it. We never got any decent response. We have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in developing what we're doing. So I guess all I'm trying to say is improve what you have, and instead of starting something new. And please do contact back to people who are willing to help. They may not come as thundering storm, and they may come very subtle. And you need to listen to them.
They come very subtle, meaning? You said that you improve what we have, but we're talking about things that we don't have.
So before jumping ahead and trying to create new things, look at what we have and then try to improve it. So that's why the first thing we did was identify what we have already and where it needs to be improved. That's exactly what the first question was. Ahsan. Okay. And then there's a sister here.
What we do have is a lot of books that I think need to be updated in terms of language. Like there's a lot of books translated from the different ulama that are way above a lot of people's heads because the translation was, you know, kind of from back in the day, so we need to kind of maybe re-edit those books and rework them so that everybody's understanding.
Okay. Is it just translation, or is there other? What about the examples that are given? You know,
right.
Like, so
update them
to the times.
More for this.
Okay. So books and printed media and articles. Taking what we have, adapting it. Yeah, brother. Okay, so now the question now is, we've talked about some of the things that are there, some of the areas where they need to improve. Now, if the idea is to have activism around actually doing something new, then what is that new thing that we want to do? Or what is the new thing that people are excited about doing? So now, what we'd like to do is to hear, again, 20-second, roughly, responses about this question. What needs to be established? And why? What's the importance behind it? Okay. If you heard some of the brothers and sisters also mentioned this even in the first part. If you heard something that you liked, then you can rephrase what they said, bring it up again, and say why as well too.
Assalamualaikum.
Using
social media like Facebook and Twitter, I think in Twitter you can have an option called follow me. And then you basically just follow whoever, I guess, is leading the group. Because a lot of young kids are, you can communicate to them using the already media that is available, but to our advantage. And maybe forming what is called as blogs, where we can take an issue and actually have a means of going through the communication, linking all these ideas and questions and so forth. So there are already media that is available there. Just use them to our advantage, inshallah.
So are you saying that you create a Facebook group, for example? For what? What's the name of this group or the?
If we have a topic that we want to communicate on.
Yeah.
Then I'm saying that, you know, we can maybe use the social media that's already there.
Okay.
As a way of adding on to that list of items that you have used as far as communication is concerned.
Okay. So making sure that Muslim Congress, for example, makes the best usage of social media that it can. The existing, like Twitter, Facebook, and blogs. Okay, thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. I like the idea that Sanipal just said. However, just to make another variation of that, I agree with the fact that, you know, Facebook and Twitter has become a venue where a lot of people can go, you know, do a lot of things. However, I think it would be more beneficial if we were to take the idea of Facebook and Twitter and were to create our own sort of Facebook and Twitter, where Muslims could interact with one another, or like there was a Facebook where all the ulama, like Muslim Congress ulama, were on there, and you know you could be friends with them, and they could, you know, we could easily contact them through Facebook, or you know, because with Facebook especially right now, you know, it's controlled and it's being watched easily, you know, by many people, many things. A lot of people are getting, you know, negative things are happening from Facebook and Twitter. So if we had our own, and we were able to control our own Facebook or our own Twitter, I think that would give us more power and allow us to do more things with that social venue.
Okay, so creating our own social network that would be a parallel, a rival to Facebook.
Not necessarily a rival.
Oh, yeah.
be a rival, I agree.
I think there needs to be a team of ulamas that can monitor every activity that's going on in online blogs and stuff like that. Because if I was searching further information, and in Wikipedia, the things that it says is totally from Sunni's point of view. So if we have a team of ulama that looks at all the information that is being provided for people out there, their Shia point perspective, that would be better for the community.
Okay, so have a team of scholars who are monitoring, like, Wikipedia, for example, and presenting the right perspective on issues from there. Okay. Sisters have been, we haven't focused on them for a while. So.
I was going to ask if it's possible to link the various masajid that are under the control of the ulama that, you know, we share the same ideology. For example, in Seattle, they are teaching Farsi classes to the sisters. I think that there would have been many other sisters across the country that, if we could have tapped into that via the internet, you know, if they had a live stream of the class or something, you know, other people could have benefited as well.
What is it called?
Having classes online for women and children that are working on build infrastructure.
Okay. Brother Malana, he mentions that they're working on some infrastructure for having online classes for women and children. But I don't know, maybe sister's saying something in addition, which is that if there already is a class taking place at a center, then have the technology to be able to make that, you know, or that's what you're working on. Excellent. Okay, so that is an initiative in the works. Excellent. Thank you. And then sister's, brother, okay.
One thing I think is we have to kind of keep up with the trends. I think one of the trends is mobile and portable devices are getting popular, and most of our popular websites don't work very well. We don't have apps in the app store that is approached. So I think things like these should be also focused on, basically mobile
friendly websites.
Work very well on mobile because mobile is spending in fast, and then basically technology wise, we should like have apps and all those things that are like getting popular. We should be on the not on training
it, but on the training. Right. Excellent. Thank you. There's sisters who... Who has a microphone?
Who's next?
Assalamu alaikum. There's a website called thevid.com. It's a form of... it's like a Google search based engine. Yeah, it's like it's all Shia sources, so you can search anything and just that's Shia related, you only get Shia related sources. So I thought that this could be more developed in that they would have like the ulama really be like supervising it and seeing that the right information is being given to the people, because I've used that website a lot, and a lot of the information that I get is from like forums instead of like a website where it's specifically related to looking over it.
So that's one idea, is to have a search engine that everything that's indexed in that search engine has been verified. Another idea would be to have a website, right, where everything on the website is that you can go to it and you can trust it, right? Even if, if there might be like, I don't know, 20 books written about some topic, right? But on this website, you go, you know that you get the one that you can depend on. I mean, so that's another idea, right? Are you working on that one too? Okay. So we need to be moving towards the conclusion now. So there's been a lot of good ideas. There's been some, okay, sister in the back, yeah.
Wait for the mic.
One second.
I'd like to recommend that some of the more reputable books that have good English be distributed in the libraries. There aren't very, very, very few.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then brother has had Anna for a long time, so brother.
I'm sorry. I just had a very quick point. I don't know if people are concerned about this, but if we could get some ulamas to analyze the political news that's been coming out recently, or we see a lot of things coming out and we're bombarded by like a lot of information. If we could have some scholars just down the hires, this piece of information is not this way or not that way.
Okay. Okay, so political analysis about the ulama. Okay, and then brother and then brother Trent. Okay. Or brother Trent and then,
I think we're conflating a few things. I think building curriculum will take care of all the book issues, et cetera, et cetera. Or building how can I find out about Shia X, Y, and Z. And as far as media goes, we're talking about keeping up with trends. We talked about this week. I can make a blog on my cell phone before this ends. What we need to create is intellectual basis, experts, et cetera, can engage with the world. And I think that's what we're missing. We can talk about building a million websites, but if the stuff on there isn't quality, what are we doing?
So brother's saying that, we can talk about all these like sort of sending of information to the people, but if you don't have that core from which information is being disseminated from, then what are you going to disseminate? So this is he's saying this is the crux of the problem, and hence goes back to the... Okay, yeah. And the last comment about this issue. Yeah, inshallah. Yeah,
since the brother mentioned portable devices, and my sister mentioned books, I think we can make use of the Kindle and the iPad and the stuff, using iPads, for example, any other portable devices, just converting stuff, I think that's...
But that needs to be done, right? I mean, there is no single place you can go to right now where you can get portable information, or portable, it's accessible, it's friendly for these portable devices, right?
I mean, we already have books.
In but they're not downloadable in Kindle format, or...
Yeah, we just have to convert them.
Right, so that, but that needs to be done, right? Yeah, okay, excellent. There is an app? In Shia? So there is an app out there, Islamic Library? Okay, thank you. It's very what? Oh, okay, so Sheikh says that it needs some work as well, too. Okay, so now, we want to sort of conclude here. What I'd like you to, this last question is that, okay, you're here, all right, this is towards the end of the conference, okay? You have some skills and some enthusiasm, and now you're aware of some of the issues, okay? If you yourself are willing to be part of something that we mentioned here, this is a time to raise your hand and to say that and to take that initiative, and then that will be the beginning of a sort of formation of a plan, inshallah. Those issues here, a number of the issues here are sort of tied to like other dependencies. You know what I'm saying? Like for example, the ulama should do this, the ulama should create a political analysis group, the ulama should comment on this thing. I mean, these type of things are nice, they're ideal, but we sort of need to develop that that group of the ulama, or as Brother Trent said, the intelligentsia, before that can, those type of things can actually take place, right? So those things, inshallah, those are good ideas for the future. But there are some things that can be done even now, so for that matter, so is there anybody here who is willing to, inshallah, I feel like I'm Imam Musa now, like, kind of like looking for, like,
no. As volunteers, raise their hand, you know, we have volunteer slips.
Okay, if you raise your hand, you're going to get a volunteer slip. You won't get a donation slip, trust me. Okay, all right, so, yeah. Okay, so just raise your hand, say what you're going to, inshallah, what you're interested in, and then you'll get it. Especially people who are skilled, mashallah, there's a lot of talent here in areas of communication, language, art, entertainment, psychology, whatever it is that would be applicable. Those of you who are skilled in these areas, please raise your hand and then write down how you want to be, inshallah, involved with this, and then we'll take it from there. Should I? Yeah, we don't need to hear from people themselves. No? Okay, all right. Okay, if it's the case during the course of this discussion, I missed somebody's hand, my apologies, it wasn't intentional. Please recite salawat.
Thank you, Sheikh Salim, for that excellent lead in the discussion, and very useful, you know, that he got it done in 15-20 minutes, all of that, so alhamdulillah. The volunteer forms that, you know, you're asking for, right? If you see the volunteer form, those who have it, inshallah, you know, those who are interested to volunteer, right, in this field, what we're going to do is that see, because the vision is that we are going to be working on something here, and we are doing the groundwork for it, is to build a TV station of our own in America that is going to be for issues regarding problems here in America. And inshallah, you know, so that is something that we are working on, and the ground was being done. So if you can, if you want to be a part of that and do research on that, so please, you know, you can volunteer for that. There's a box there that you want to volunteer for communication. You can just put that in there, and we will email you that. So I don't want to wait any longer. We the next discussion we have is by Hussein Makki, Sheikh Hussein Makki. We ask you, inshallah, that he comes here with loud salawats.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا أبو القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I want to start out with this by really putting it into some kind of context when we talk about things, especially when they're finance related, usually how the story goes. We wanted to have a program at our center as part of our the IEC Dawah Committee, or Interfaith and Outreach Committee. And in this process, you know, we're having a big program, inviting a lot of people. We're really targeting getting a lot of, a large crowd, and alhamdulillah, it ended up being a very successful, very good program. It was about remembering Malcolm X and some of those struggles for freedom, and a lot of that, how it's, you know, relative today with all the things going on in the Muslim world. We had a lot of different, you know, Sunni masajid, or people who, you know, a lot of the members from the Dawah Committee would go there, inviting people, got a good number of peoples. And obviously these type of programs, and invited, you know, some of the speakers, you know, that we have here, Sheikh Jaffer, you saw that you were at the Poetry Slam, Brother Ibrahim Mohsini, a couple other people. It was a very nice program. We had Malcolm X's grandson, very nice program that we put together. But the point that I want to make is that during this process of trying to put together, you know, this program, We were trying to get some, you know, funding, get some kind of sponsor. Sometimes people, they confuse, you know, these terms, and when we're talking about things that, when we say charity and when we say sadaqah, sometimes people are just assuming just giving in charity just for the sake of helping. That's fine to just a donation, so to speak, but if we're talking about specifically the money set aside for those who are poor, needy, destitute, and that's a little bit different, but I'm going to get to that. But this, just being about charity in general. So we're asking different people, you know, how can they help, can they donate, and, you know, and I came, you know, one brother who comes to the community sometimes, so I asked him, brother, can you try to donate some money? Can you try to donate, you know, for this program, because you're very interested in having this program, you're definitely going to attend, so, you know, can you try to help to... so that we can reach, you know, the amount that we need to cover the cost of the program. And he said, brother, is there any way I can give you anything besides money? Can I give you anything else just besides money? And he said, you know, a smile is also sadaqah, you know, a smile is also charity. I said, okay, mashallah, brother, you can smile at me as much as you want, but that's not necessarily going to fix the problem at hand, you know, and resolve, you know, what we need to resolve. And there's a group of people who are in need, you know, of assistance. And all throughout, you know, this country, there are people who are in desperate need. And there's hadith from Imam Kadhim, alayhi salam. Where he makes it clear, he says, your assistance of the weak is one of the best forms of charity. Now, raise your hand if you know someone who is in need of charity, who is in need of assistance or help. Anyone that you may possibly know. Yes, obviously here in America. I mean, there's lots of, I don't want to focus on people maybe in another country. We want to start here and focus here. So raise your hand if you do know of someone. Not too many people know of someone who are needy. Okay, I see some hands coming up. Okay. Now, I do want to make it clear that when we're talking about needy, we're not talking about someone who needs help to buy the new iPhone that's coming out. And we're not talking about someone who needs some help to buy some new shoes. We're not someone we're talking about. We're talking about that person is needy. They're, you know, they're about to get evicted. They're... you know, they don't have enough food to, you know, feed their family and so on and so forth. And we're talking about these type of situations. And a lot of times, one of the reasons why this is important is because the believers, they look out for one another. They're ikhwa, they're brothers of one another. And they have to be in this way because it always comes down to a few simple questions, and one of them is always who. Who is going to do this? Who is going to step up? Who is going to volunteer? And it's this story that is about a group of people. It's a little children's story. It's basically about, you know, getting a job done. The story is, there's four people in this story. It says, and their names are everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. So there's a job that needs to be done. Everybody has to do that job. Anybody could have done the job. Somebody was thinking about, maybe I should do the job. Nobody ended up doing the job. Well, in this story, the job actually gets done. But in reality, when that happens and the ball is passed around and everyone's looking at each other, and some mysterious group of superheroes is going to come out and they're going to take care of everything, then it never gets done. So then it becomes, how much do I feel that this is important, or some kind of obligation for myself to try to make this possible? Salawat. So one of the first things that we have to do, obviously, is we have to raise awareness about the issue. I would like to maybe hear about how in your communities, especially as people, one of the benefits of having these type of gatherings where you have people from all over the world, and all over the United States, is that you get to get a chance to get some kind of assessment, some raw assessment and idea about what's going on and what are some of the trends and patterns or ways that things are being dealt with. So, in your communities, and this is where I like the people who have the microphones to go around, raise your hand if you have any thoughts, suggestions about how in your communities this is being dealt with. So there are definitely some needy people within your community. Whether you raise your hand and you know who those people are or you don't know who those people are, rest assured that they are there. In this country where it has now become one of the worst economies, where the unemployment keeps going up and people are still especially in need, you know, this is jobs can't be found. It's a very difficult situation for a lot of people. So whether you may know who they are or do not know, how or what is the process that we're at your center or your masjid or your local area or a center that you know of, what process do they use to make sure that these boxes of sadaqah and things like that in the masjid, that they are going out and or the people who are needing them are receiving that?
When I see in Houston, Texas, what usually happens in Jummah Namaz, if there's an opening at a job or nearby, they make an announcement during the khutbah or at the end of the khutbah that there's this position open and there's a person looking for a job, they can always apply for this position with this brother and so forth. And also, the Merkel's Imam Barakov Al-Mutaza sends out daily or like weekly emails with the local jobs around Houston, Texas.
Okay, that is very good. I mean, it's important for Muslims to keep employment, especially to look first within the Muslim community. So if you're like a lot of people, like they're saying on different finance shows, some people have spent 2 years without, not unable to find employment. Some 6 months, 1 year, saying that this is also becoming a norm and common. So what happens when this person reaches the point where they are destitute, where they are in extreme need, and they are in need, they are a worthy recipient of sadaqah? What happens? How does your center dealing with making sure that they get these funds? Because there's definitely, is there any center, raise your hand if you don't have a sadaqah box in your masjid or center? Okay, so everyone has one. So what's the process in making sure that this is getting to the people who are in need of it? Anything from the sisters?
Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I was involved with the Women EC for several years. And we in Dallas, Women Center in Dallas. And we had a committee that actually will evaluate the needs, and we used to also have a form that will be used by those that are in, that are in need of funds, and then we'll go through a verification process as well to make sure that the funds, for example, the very example that you gave, where we had some brothers who were not able to pay their rent. So what we will do is actually pay the apartment administration, the rent, so that we make sure, I guess, that the funds are being used, because there is an accountability factor that is involved whenever you're using funds, which are the sadaqa funds. So what we used to do was to have a committee that will evaluate the needs as they come along. And a lot of times it will also be through informal and impersonal networking because of the sensitivities involved. And so at times, through personal contacts, we attempted to meet the needs of those that needed help.
Okay.
I think you're absolutely right that given the state of the economy, there are probably many more that, so there's always going to be where not enough resources are available to meet the needs of all those that are in need.
Well, what I'm
one last point, I'm sorry, yes, is that there is a need for educating to use the public system that is out there. There are a lot of people who are not aware of how to apply for food stamps and to how to apply for the assistance, the public assistance that is needed. So this is something which can be arranged by various communities, is to educate the public in general how to actually use the public assistance programs that are out there as well.
Absolutely. A couple of things. First of all, yes, there is the public assistance, and is this Michael? Okay, there is the. So like maybe the mic is dying. There is the public assistance. And it's fine, it's okay, it's good. If there is something that's already working, available, and I can just refer someone to that who is in need and that can help that person, then that's fine. But what I want to specifically focus on is you have these boxes and these tzedakah boxes where you are giving in charity. We need to make sure that our money, which we are giving in charity, is being received by those people who are in need, especially in the Muslim community. You know, it's not, okay, that's fine if, you know, the state of, you know, Missouri, state of Texas, California, whoever, they have some program and they're, you know, they're doing something and it's available, that's okay. But what I'm talking about is, what is the process for our own, to help our own, to be self-sufficient? You know, it's not enough for someone comes and they're in need that I just turn them and say that, you know, there's a form and a website, fill out an application. You know, these people will help you. We're the Muslims. We're supposed to be helping people. And we definitely have to be on the forefront about that. So, yes, there has to be personal, what the brother mentioned about verification, this is kind of important. Yes, obviously if you... if you are familiar, you probably have seen, there's lots of people who, yes, they're scammers, you know. I know a brother who's spent 20 years dealing with, you know, allocating funds to make sure to needy people. He says that in this 20 years, there are some people who he sees at every masjid on every weekend. And this is what they do. This is their hustle, as we said. You know, that's what they do. They hustle. They go to this place and they have a sob story for this masjid, but then they go to the other place, they have a different story, or the same one, you know, or all kinds of other different things. And yeah, that is a reality, that there are some people who try to abuse, you know, these type of things. So there is some need for verification, because then there's someone else who is truly in need. You know, we prefer that person who is truly in need and sincere, that they get the funding that they deserve, that they need. I had one person who's the same brother was telling me that he came and he gave a sister some money. She had several kids. She needed funding for something, and because she had kids, they gave a little bit more. So later on, you know, the same day or the next day, a man comes with the same kids. You know, he says, "Are these your kids?" "Sure, they're my kids." He didn't know that he just saw those same kids the other day with someone else. So, yeah, there are people that do play these kind of games. But the point is, there should be some system of verification. It is a problem, you know, by show of hands, there weren't very many people who knew people who were in need. So there's a couple of scenarios, there's a couple of possibilities here. Either all the Muslims are doing fine and there's no need. There are no Muslims in need. Everyone's just doing just fine. Or there are some Muslims in need and we don't know who they are. Again, this is a couple possibilities. You know, either they are trying to get assistance, Or maybe they're just trying to maintain themselves. And again, like it stresses, they're trying to maintain some level of dignity, and they don't want to feel like they're asking for a handout. Then it could be your brother or sister that you see in the community. This is one of the reasons why, just in the level of raising awareness about this issue, one of the reasons why when you are at Juma prayer, when you have other opportunities, you know, ask people how they're doing. Get to know people. To have a comfortable, to be able to see how they're doing. Visit each other's homes. Try to have a grasp of how your Muslim brother and sister is doing. Too often, there is a situation where people say, well, I didn't know this person didn't have. I didn't know that they weren't making their rent. I didn't know that they were struggling. I didn't know. And why is it that they don't know? It's because they're living okay, so they don't care. Can we be those believers who don't care? What would give us the audacity to claim to be the believers of Imam Zaman if we do not care about our Muslim brothers and sisters, their situation, and how they are, and how they're living? So there needs to be some kind of proactive approach where we talk about and let people know that, okay, there is some kind of funding available. So what we want to do, and some of you again may want to volunteer for this, may want to step up and become a part of this, and that is that it's utilizing this organization, Muslim Congress, to facilitate this type of a level where people can receive assistance, where there can be some verification, where these funds can be passed out, perhaps maybe an 800 number. If someone's in need, there should be some kind of way that they can get assistance for sure. You know, maybe they live in an area where there's no mosque, there's no masjid, there's no center. Maybe they don't want to, they will feel, you know, that there's a loss of izzah and dignity for them to go and ask, you know, for money. Maybe they feel more comfortable in this fashion, for whatever reason. So if there is an organization, which there is, and we're utilizing it in this fashion, then this could be a great benefit, you know, and just because there are some people who may not know of these people doesn't mean that they don't exist. And rest assured that this is something that's increasing a lot. So, we need some, again, it comes back to who. You know, is there going to be nobody to do this? Or is there going to be somebody to do this, who wants to help in this process? If you're interested in volunteering, you know, to be part of this program that we're starting, inshallah, I'm going to be hitting up this program of trying to help to sadaqah to come to one place and to be able to make sure that this is spread out and going, you know, to different people who are in need. There's emergency funds. If you were at the poetry slam last night, then you heard one of the sisters talking about the how her CD goes, a portion of it to help this sister who's in need. A portion goes, a dollar goes to help another sister who's in need. And all of these are people who are in dire need, who may be homeless, you know, who may be being battered, you know, women who may be being battered in all kinds of different situations. We have to be able to step up and do something and assist in some way. So inshallah, I'm going to with bringing that to a close. And if you're interested in helping in this effort, then please raise your hand so you can get a volunteer form. And definitely we need as many people to volunteer and in different ways. You know, we maybe need some people just to identify, you know, that these people are needy. One of the best ways for verification, going back to like what the brother said, they have a process of verification, and centers that do this, they try to do a process of verification, and usually it's difficult, unless I say to you that this is a reliable person, and this is my, you know, neighbor, this is my someone in the community, this is someone I know, and this is their situation, and I know that firsthand. You know, that's when someone comes and they have a reliable reference, obviously that's that makes it a lot easier. When they don't, then yes, you have to come up. We have to brainstorm. And part of the idea that we will do as volunteers in this effort is brainstorm, okay, if we do need to verify, what are some of the best ways that we can do this?
You know, the ways that we can make sure that we're covering all grounds. We don't want to turn someone away, and that's the possibility that they were in need. At the same time, we don't want someone to be coming like the guy with other people's kids and abusing, you know, the system. So there has to be need to think about, you know, these very different ways. If you have seen something that works in your community, another community, whatever the case may be, then these are things that we need to, ideas we need to bounce off of one another, and we need to brainstorm about that so that this can become a reality. In closing, one of the things that we stressed, you know, in the early meetings, you know, before Muslim Congress, before the conference, you know, the meeting with the other ulama, is making things a reality. And the last thing that, you know, we really need is to only talk about things once a year. Now that was great. You know, we talked about that last year. MashaAllah, that's a big problem, brother. Inshallah, we'll talk about it next year. And then I can see you next year. And yeah, we still have that same problem. Yes, MashaAllah, still the same problem. Let's talk about it in another city next year. No, we need to be a little bit more proactive and more productive than that. And we have the means, we have the manpower, and we have, if we have that yielding desire to want to do that, then we're going to make that a reality. We're going to make those changes that we need to see. A mu'min is someone who's, you can see the manifestation of their actions, of what they believe, rather. They don't just say, they actually, you see it in their actions and what they do, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you, Sheikh Hussain Makki, for shedding light on this issue and also inspiring the people to make some efforts. We are going to work on establishing a program which is going to be like an emergency assistance program for people who are in need. And inshallah, as soon as lost, if you volunteer, if you ticked as a volunteer for this, we will let you know about it so that you can raise awareness amongst other people in order to make this a effective program. The people who are in need can actually be helped. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, right? And what happened at the prayer, you know, now that whole, you know, domino effect came on us. And I will have to conclude soon here, right? I just want to speak about the think tank, and I don't want to leave this year without having the people who want to be a part of it. Right, and you know that, you know, like the think tank that we are going to make, right, will be people who will be doing like many works in that, and you know, there's many fields that we can work on when we are together. And the issue is that, you know, like media watchdog, right, you know, being a media watchdog, archiving information and facts regarding Islam, you know. Whenever a major event happens, right, and like for example, you know, when we, you know, like when 9/11 happened, we were watching it on TV as it unfolded, and you know, there are many things that are said on the spot by people, and many times the truth comes out at that time, and you never hear that again, ever. Right, but it comes out at that moment of excitement. And you know what? Now when you want to go back and find it, it's never there to be found. And then we say that, you know what, you know, this was said about it, they say it's a conspiracy theory. Right? You know, and all that is, you know, lie. The fact is that, you know, we need, you know, we need to archive these type of information so that it could be put in a place where a website or somewhere where we can access it. You know, I was looking at a discussion that was going on, and this person, you know, he came out
the blog that was going on and online, he said that, the Quran is a book that encourages violence and war, right? It's all about war, right? They kill the enemies, that's what it says. And there was this person who was arguing with him, right? You know, he wasn't actually arguing with him. He said, what are you talking about, So he said, listen, I know it for a fact. This is what the Quran says. It incites violence. You kill the enemies. You kill non-Muslims. The person who was on the other hand, what he did is that he said, listen, the word war or violence is mentioned 33 times in the Quran. And the word war and violence is mentioned 400 times in the Bible. And that's all it took to shut him up. Right? No need to explain anything, this and that. Why? If you have those facts in one place, if you have that research in one place, that will help many people who are engaged in trying to defend Islam have the tidbits and the knowledge that is needed, the information that is needed that's based on facts in one place. And obviously that is done by having a think tank that will be able to work together, archive things, and to bring about facts and information in regards to that. Okay, it says that people are confused about which box on the form to check for which project. Okay, I don't have the form in front of me, right? Is there a form? A form? Please give me a form there, thank you. For the Mehdi, and the form he's going to give right there. I think it's very clear. Box next to the communication is for the communication. The box next to the think tank is for the think tank. The box next to the social affairs is for social affairs. And others is if you just want to volunteer and want information from Muslim Congress. Right? Okay. Now we have passed that. Right? Now let's start thinking now about think tank, right? So, yes. No, the thing is that if you're just interested in the main heading, just give that. Any email we have regarding that, we'll send it out. Any update we have that, whatever, when we launch something, this and that, we'll send it out to that thing. So if you're interested, then you can reply back, and we have your address, email address information. So this will be somewhere where you can be a part of that movement, of that building process, right? And you can be there, inshallah.
They can write on the form.
Right, yeah, they can write on the form if there's anything specific, right? But, the other thing you need to do is that, again, in order to organize, we need data, right? So obviously we need to collect census from all the Shias, right? And we need callers, we need people who are going to call different places and to get census from the people. We have, for example, the census form that will be out there will look something like this. And this information is a rough copy right now. There's more work to be done on that. And this is going to be actually a thing in the making for every household in America, every Shia household in America. Now, obviously, we need volunteers for that who are going to call and start calling and nagging people for information. You know how census people work, right? Until you don't call them and get on their case and tell them the importance of this, right? And how we can use that data in order to make plans and how we can use it for ourselves. And now, obviously, there's no personal information that is required in there. It's mostly demographic information. It's mostly information that's regarding, things that could be useful for our planning, like, for example, education level and income level and such things, so that we can use that to see that if we are coming out with a program, where do we, target that program, right? You know, how do we do that thing? You know, for example, you know, if there is a place where we can have, like, for example, a masjid and this and that, or a center built, you know, where could we allocate the funds for that? So whatever plans that we have, first we need data for it. We cannot work just by assumptions. We can't work through assumptions, and that's what we need. So we need volunteers who are willing to be at home and call in different places, call different centers, call different people in different cities, and try to get information as much as we can. You know, and if there is, like, for example, double information, triple, don't worry about that. Inshallah, once it's in the system, you know, then it will rectify itself. Right, but this is, you know, for example, we need those volunteers. This is going to come under the think tank, right? So if you have, if you want to volunteer for that, then you are welcome to write it down on that piece of paper that you want to volunteer for the think tank. And if you are interested to be a caller who's going to call for information, you can also write that down if you're able to make calls, you know, maybe like, you know, 5 calls a day. This whole year we want to do this. From now until the whole year we want to do this, until next year we have something in place, right? That we have information in place, you know, that we can work on, right? So if you know people in your community, I encourage you to volunteer, because you might be the only one in the community, so that you can go back there and get the information from the community, right? So I encourage you to volunteer for that. Any questions regarding that? Right. This is the thing, right? Now, as I said, there's no personal information that is on the form, right? That will be on the form. So you don't, you know, like, even the name is optional. You don't even write the name, so, you know, we won't even know. But the only thing we want write to you is, for example, an address. Right, if you give an address, or at least we know that it will go in a map, right, we have this many Shias in this place. Right, so that's what we would want. So if you are from, you know, like for example, because we have, you see, Muslim Congress is the only national organization and the only national conference that attracts people from a variety of places. No other conference is able to get people from all across America to come. Right, we got a bus came from that New York and a bus that came from LA. Right, that's the East and the West. You can't go beyond that. You haven't targeted Hawaii yet. Right, once we go to Hawaii, you know, we'll go on a cruise ship, all Shia, and then we'll go there. Right,
nobody will come back.
Nobody would want to come back after that. Right. No, we'll have the Muslim Congress on the cruise ship, don't worry. Yes?
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
For this Muslim Congress, 3 days before the Muslim Congress, we know that there's going to be a Muslim Congress.
Right.
And we live in Dearborn, Michigan, which is the majority are Muslims, and most of us are Shia Muslims. And there's not such an advertisement or something
yes.
about it. It's a lot of youth, they're willing to come and join us.
Yes.
And we need people to know, like the centers, the mosques, fairs, you know, websites,
yeah.
you know.
We had the Muslim Congress at Dearborn 2 years ago. Right? And we had put the posters up in all the mosques over there.
Yeah.
And we had made announcements there in the mosques. Right, over there, and on the centers over there, the poster was up, we distributed flyers at the center, you know, and obviously, you know, people, maybe they didn't know what a, you know, conference is.
They didn't know what's a Muslim conference.
Yes, you know, what is a Muslim conference, this and that, whatever it is, right? But alhamdulillah, you're here, and you will be glad to know that next year it will be in Dearborn. Okay, now, right, you know, as we are, because we have to end, right, at this time, so those who have volunteered, I just want you to please give those sheets back to us, right, those who have volunteered, I want you to give those sheets back to us, if the volunteers are there, and we ask you that please,
Muslim Congress is growing every year. We have new people every year, right? Now the old people who come every year for the last 4, 5, 6 years, right? They say the same thing to us. It's great, you know? And we got a feedback from there. But if you are new to Muslim Congress, if this is the first time you're coming, you know, please fill out the feedback form that we leave on the chair, because that really helps us to plan next year. And we look at that to see how we can improve things next year and what we need to do. So please fill that form out. It's a feedback form, and that will really help us to organize things better. Right? If there are complaints, if there are things, then we look into that to see how we can try to lessen those complaints. So please take your time to fill out those feedback forms. If the food was not cooked well, I don't know, right? If the meat wasn't done well, let us know. We'll tell the chef that, listen, do the meat well next time. Right? We need a feedback, no matter what it is, right? We need some sort of feedback from you, so please fill that out, and if you can leave it at the registration desk, you know, whenever you have the time. So inshallah, after this, we are going to go out to the refreshments, and we come back for the closing. So be back here for the closing, for the awards, for the children. Please, we ask you, because the children, you know, they really are excited because they have done a lot of work and they gave their tests and exams, you know, and they want to get their rewards. And if you are here, you can encourage them also. So go and get your refreshments and come back, and we will start up again at 5. Salawats.